Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we welcome you to a 30-minute broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join with us as we sing. Join us in prayer. Follow along as we read God's Word, and let's worship Him during the message. Let's lift up His presence today.
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Oh, yes,
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Praise the Lord, and we greet you in Jesus' name. Let's turn to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Psalms 34, beginning with verse 8. David says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. O fear the Lord, ye His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him. Sounds like a good deal. I believe we'd get the best of the bargain. Let's read it one more time. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him. There was once a preacher that I used to listen to on the radio late at night, driving home on AM radio. Some of you remember those days. And he would always say, you can't lose with the stuff I use. Praise the Lord. And I feel that way about this broadcast ministry with the music and the Word of God. You can't lose with the stuff we use. We're presenting Jesus Christ to you as best we can and as best we know how. You cannot lose with Him. Well, we want to congratulate and say Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers today. All of our songs today are going to include something about Father. So let's worship Him, and let's salute our fathers today. Everybody will be happy over there. Page 180 in the church hymnal.
There's a happy land of promise over in the great beyond, where the saved of earth shall soon their glory share. Where the souls of men shall enter and live on forevermore. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy, will be happy over there. We will shout and sing His praise. Everybody will be happy over there. Mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers will be singing round the throne in the land where no one ever knows a care. And the Christians of all ages will join in the triumph song. Everybody will be happy over there. shout and sing His praise. Everybody will be happy over there. We will hear nobody praying and no mourning in that land, for no burdens there will be for us to bear. All the people will be singing, glory, glory to the Lamb. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy, will be happy over there. We will shout and sing God's praise. Everybody will be happy over there. One who saved us and who kept us by His grace and had brought us to that land so bright and fair. We will praise His name forever as we look upon His face. Everybody will be happy over there. We'll be happy over there. We will shout and sing God's praise. Everybody will be happy over there.
Let's sing it one more time.
Everybody will be happy. We'll be happy over there. We will shout and sing God's praise. Everybody will be happy over there.
Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, we'll be singing in that land. In that land where no one ever knows a care. It's another song that says, don't you want to go to that land where I'm bound? And another song says, come and go with me to my Father's house. We welcome you on this journey to join with us. Our precious promise today before we pray comes from Hebrews 11:1. Very familiar passage of Scripture. He says, now faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The first verse of the faith chapter 11 of Hebrews, often quoted and used very frequently. Well, let's pray for all of our fathers, and we're just going to pray for all of the men. Some men would like to be fathers, but due to circumstances, that has just not happened in their life. But they've got a father's heart and a desire to raise children in the fear of the Lord. We're just going to pray for all you guys. Would you join with us? Father, we're thankful today that even though things are not seen, we can reach out to them, Lord, and grasp a hold of them, because faith puts substance to those things which are not seen. Father, we thank you for your word today. And Lord, as we look back, we start out with our Heavenly Father, and then we come on down the line. We thank you for every father and every man that would like to be a father. We thank you today, Lord, for them. And we pray today for a special blessing upon them. We pray today, Lord, that as men lead their home, as fathers raise their children with their mothers in the fear of the Lord, I pray that you'll guide and direct them. Lord, we're living in a time when these things are difficult. We have all sorts of adverse situations. There's temptations on every hand. Lord, there's sin that pulls them away. And Lord, there's just seemingly so much stress anymore. It's just not like it used to be. Lord, we know that as the time for your return approaches, even more quickly, these things are going to become more intense. But Lord, we're thankful that we can put our trust in you. We're thankful, Lord, that we can put our hope in you. We're thankful today that we can taste and see that the Lord is good. We're thankful, Lord, because blessed is the man that trusteth in you. We're thankful, Lord, where it says, "Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him." Thank you, Lord, for your word. Help us as men of God. Help us as fathers and leaders of our family to be used by the Spirit of God and to be directed by your word. And, Lord, and to raise our families in the fear and admonition of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Worship with us now.
Just to have a touch, Lord, from you. To help with the trials I go through. Though dark may be the night, he'll send a ray of light. Just to have a touch, Lord, from you.
This next number on page 252 of the church hymnal mentions Father. Says, "I remember Father dear in his old-fashioned day, how his voice would rise and swell when he began to pray. Higher, higher every day it would rise, until I seemed to feel God would save us everyone from death's eternal hell." All right, let's sing Old Camp Meeting Days. Praise God.
Long ago, when but a boy at Old Camp Meeting time, how my heart would leap for joy to hear the old bell chime, calling all the saints of God into the house of prayer. Oh, such praying, singing, shouting, for the Lord was there. I like the old time, preaching, praying, singing, shouting. I like the old time, reading of God's word. I like to hear those old time hallelujahs, glory. I like the old time worship of the Lord. I remember Father dear in that old fashioned day, how his voice would rise and swell when he began to pray. Higher, higher it would rise, until I seemed to feel God would save us everyone from death's eternal hell. I like the old time, preaching, praying, singing, shouting. I like the old time, reading of God's word. I like to hear those old time hallelujahs, glory. I like the old time worship of the Lord. Preachers in those good old days were filled with holy flame, preaching for the souls of men and not for worldly fame. Under such old-fashioned preaching, sinners fell to pray, and the Lord would save them in that good old-fashioned way. I like the old time, preaching, praying, singing, shouting. I like the old time reading of God's Word. I like to hear those old time hallelujahs, glory. I like the old time worship of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In these latter days, they say, there is no use to pray. All we need is think religion, 'tis a better way. But I'm glad to tell you, brother, Jesus saves from sin. In the old time way, he saved me, now he dwells within. I like the old time preaching, praying, singing, shouting. I like the old time reading of God's Word. I like to hear those old time hallelujahs, glory. I like the old time worship of the Lord.
Well, I hope we're lifting your spirits today and making you think about eternity. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's been at the broadcast piano every broadcast since we began this time in 2005 of August, the first Sunday. And we're thankful for the goodness of the Lord. Our ministry is a work of faith, and we depend on you, and you're a part of this ministry. We don't have any underwriters or any corporate sponsors or any such thing. We just pray and trust the Lord to meet the need and help us to keep going. A lot of times we have more month than we have money, but somehow or another we keep going. And after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you have something you'd like to share with the power of Pentecost, it would be appreciated, large or small, whether you just want to do it one time or a number of times. The power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864 is where you would need to send it. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And then our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You click listen online to hear the service. And if you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card, just click donate on the front page and follow the prompts. It is a safe, free transaction. There are no hidden charges, and you're not going to get a letter from us begging you for more money. Sister Linda probably will send you a thank you card and tell you how much we appreciate what you've done, but we're not going to put you on the mailing list and all that kind of stuff that goes on. Well, we're just putting our trust in the Lord and trusting you to be obedient to Him. I'll try to give you some contact information at the end. Here's a little simple song that we learned a few years ago, simply entitled Sunday School. But it does mention Dad in the second verse. Often when a Sunday morning dawns and another week of life is gone, I'd hear the church bells ringing sweet and clear. Then I'd wander back in memory to the happy days that used to be at the good old country church I held so dear. I could hear the children's voices singing, echoes of my childhood days they're bringing, carefree days back home in Sunday school. How I wish the time could turn once more, backward to the bygone days of yore, to that little country church and Sunday school. On a Sunday morning, Mom would say, better wear your best, there's church today. And Dad would give us nickels as a rule. Then he drive the horse up to the gate, said we better go, we might be late. Then together we would ride to Sunday school. I could hear the children's voices singing, echoes of my childhood days they're bringing, carefree days back home and Sunday school. How I wish the time could turn once more, backward to the bygone days of yore, to the little country church and Sunday school. If I ever reach the golden strand, where the blessed saints in glory stand, I hope St. Peter won't think it odd of me. If I ask that he would recreate just inside the precious pearly gates that little country church and Sunday school. I could hear the children's voices singing, echoes of my childhood days they're bringing, carefree days back home in Sunday school. How I wish the time could turn once more, backward to the bygone days of yore, to that little country church and Sunday school. Acts chapter 1, the time is getting away, but we've definitely had a good time so far on the power of Pentecost. I hope that you are being lifted up and encouraged. And if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, He's using this time to speak to your heart. And for all your fathers, I hope that you're being blessed. In Acts chapter 1, I don't have time to read the first 11 verses, but we read some things here that Jesus left the church. He took many things with him back to heaven, but he left us a great work to carry on until he comes. He says in verse 1 of Acts 1, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and teach. It sounds like he left us an unfinished task. He said here, of all the things that Jesus began to do and teach. Yes, he left us the task of seeking the lost for his name. In Acts 1:14, they continued in one accord and in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brethren. May the Lord help us to pray without ceasing and rejoice evermore. Jesus told us to seek him while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. So we have the unfinished task of seeking the lost and spending our means to get out the gospel and sending missionaries out into the fields to labor. Remember that the fields are ripe and ready to harvest, and we are to be praying in this last days that the Lord would send forth laborers into the harvest field. He left us an unchallenged message. In verse 3, it says, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, an infallible proof, a proof that cannot be denied. He left the infallible proof that he is the Son of God. Not even the angels can explain his power. He left us a sacrifice for sin. The blood that stained the old rugged cross cleanses us from all sin. It's an unchallenged message. There are infallible proofs. This is the truth. He teaches us to buy the truth and sell it not. Salvation has been extended to us by grace. This doesn't come by feeling. He said it's as we are saved by grace. By grace are you saved through faith. It is the gift of God. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. He left us unlimited power. Do you know, as I get older, my strength is not what it once was, even though I'm doing very well. But he tells them in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that they shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon them. Hallelujah. And they will be witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. This sets a standard in the church. We are born again believers. We have been endued with power. We can speak boldly in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that we should boldly say that the Lord is our helper. Yes, we may have to suffer for his name's sake. Just not long back, a couple missionaries that we know from Haiti were both murdered, both shot to death with another Haitian worker in their orphanage. We hear about these things, and even though we may not be that drastic, and yet we might be, we are to suffer for his name's sake, if so be. But he tells us in Matthew 5, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you for my name's sake. Some of us will suffer more so than others, but nevertheless, let's count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations and into these situations. The Lord has sustained us, and the Lord will bring us through. The Lord knew the day that you gave your heart and life to him. You repented of your sins and received him as your Savior. And he led you into the Christian life that you're living. The Lord knew these things would be in your future. And he has protected you. He has given you an unchallenged message so your faith would remain strong. He has sent you into a world where there is an unfinished task, but he hasn't done that without equipping you. He has filled you with his Spirit. Therefore, we are anointed to go forth in his name and speak boldly. And in the time of suffering, we can still let our light so shine before men so they may see our good works and give glory to our Father in heaven. He's given us an unshakable testimony. We have the Word of God, and we have an unfailing promise. He shall return again. We are looking for him. Thank you for being with us today. Call us or text us anytime, 618-214-1410. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You've been endued with power from on high, the Power of Pentecost.
I could hear the children's voices singing, echoes of my childhood days they're bringing, carefree days back home in Sunday school. How I wish the time could turn once more, backwards to the bygone days.